This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a time to mark and reflect on the September 11th attacks, 20 years ago this weekend. A key focus is on New York's downtown or the Pentagon in Virginia. Here we're looking at Western Pennsylvania this week, where on September 11th, 2001, Flight 93 came down. The town of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, is a national memorial now. And we're taking this time to get a sense of the regional economy today, starting in the area's anchor. Marketplace's Nova Safo today joins us from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is our first stop. It is the nearest major city to Shanksville, and it is at the heart of Western Pennsylvania's regional economy. Now, that used to mean steel and coal. Those industries have shrunk. One person tracking that change is Christopher Bream. He's an economist with the University of Pittsburgh.
Here in Pittsburgh, heavy industry was very much tied to the rivers. It really needed that real estate. It needed that access. And so the job centers of Pittsburgh, the region, stretched far out from the city center, from downtown. And that's really much changed in that, certainly the last few decades, the job growth, if it's coming from eds and meds, education, healthcare, financial services, technology, as it were, these are all things much more concentrated here in the city.
And Bream says that's meant rural areas outside of the city where once there were steel jobs have not benefited from the economic transformation.
Now, that phrase he used, eds and meds, implying services over manufacturing is the source of jobs there.
Yeah, that's right. Education and health services are the biggest sources of jobs here in Pittsburgh. The city has made a concerted effort to diversify its economy. It's courting tech as well. One of the challenges the city has faced in that is that many tech companies are moving into areas that have struggled with the legacy of redlining. Bream led me on a little tour of a neighborhood called East Liberty that for decades was economically depressed. Now there's redevelopment all around.
This was a very much an African-American neighborhood. It is now, with the 2020 census, not even majority African-American. It's about 40%.
And what is driving that change?
So there's a lot going on, but really new firms. There are a lot of the technology firms that are here in the city are here in the East End, and the folks who want to live close to that are probably creating demand for this housing that has never been there before.
In other words, gentrification. Now, there's a tech accelerator in that same neighborhood where they're thinking about how to bring in diverse entrepreneurs to counteract some of that, David.
We'll have more on that online if you miss it on the air. Marketplace's Nova Safo in Western Pennsylvania this week. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.